Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way
to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this big show on Wednesday, January 7th. Glad you could be with us. My regular guest on Wednesday, Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. Always learn so much. One of our favorite guests. She always comes with real insight and real knowledge to help us in our lives. And she told me today's discussion was ants. Ants. A-N-T-S. And I want to make sure I got the right. It's an acronym for, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
And when you told me what ants was, I immediately said, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. What is it?
An ant is an automatic negative thought.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I am guilty of that myself.
We all are.
You know what? It's the first thing. When I hear something, I automatically think something negative.
Yep.
And there's so much I could talk. There's so much you could talk about this. Why is that the first thing that people think? Is it because of the society in which we live, or is there something inside of us that makes us think, here's this piece of information, I'm going to assume the very worst before I begin thinking about it being something good? Why is that? Why do we do that?
Well, I think part of it is definitely our society. Part of it is we live in a fallen world and bad things do happen.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is we ourselves are fallen creatures. So we are prone to have negative thoughts, negative attitudes. And if I may say so, the media makes a lot of money out of negative news.
They do.
So, and you're a major media person. Well, so your mind
I'm
is
a media
gonna,
person.
You are. Your mind, multimedia, your mind is going to go in those directions.
Uh-huh.
But the interesting thing is there was a guy named Dr. Aaron Beck, who was a psychiatrist practicing psychoanalysis in the 1960s. That's B-E-C-K, mm-hmm. Aaron Beck. And he's one of the pioneers of cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, we like to say, shorthand. And he was working on depression. He even has like the Beck's depression scale,
mm-hmm.
which is still used by psychiatrists and psychotherapists and psychologists today. And he was trying to eradicate depression, or at least alleviate it, using psychoanalysis, which is Freudian,
mm-hmm.
Freudian therapy. And it wasn't working. And so he was casting about for ways to help his patients be mindful of their thoughts and control their thoughts. And he discovered that just below the level of consciousness, and this is the Freudian part of him coming out,
mm-hmm.
just below the level of consciousness, we are running a stream of thoughts. And he called them automatic thoughts, but later people added the word negative, because when he said automatic thought, he meant a negative thought.
Mm-hmm.
We don't usually run a stream of positive thoughts just below the level of consciousness. And so he has three categories for these negative thoughts. They are either about ourselves, they are either about the world, or they are about the future.
Hmm.
And then when I use, and all of us at The Growing Place use CBT, and we work with ants, and I use a three-step process.
Real quickly, CBT stands again for?
Cognitive behavioral therapy, or some people say cognitive behavior therapy,
okay,
either
so,
one.
Okay, so what steps do you use now?
I use three steps at the center, and I'm sure many, many other psychotherapists do too. And the first thing we want to do is identify them, because you can't eradicate your ants until you know where they are. And it is possible to bring it up just above the level of consciousness so that we can start to identify what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach my clients how to do that, and so does everyone else at The Growing Place. So we identify, then we challenge the negative thought. Using CBT, using logic, we challenge the truth of it. Is that really true?
Mm-hmm.
And then we recast, the third step is recast, into a positive thought, which is a true thought. So we identify, we challenge, and we recast. And it is fascinating, Jerry, to watch mm-hmm. depression levels go down, anxiety go down.
Mm-hmm. How long does this CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, take in order to eradicate it?
It depends on the individual. It depends on the depth of the problem. Like somebody with severe clinical depression mm-hmm. is going to take longer than a functioning individual who just has some negative thoughts sometimes.
You know, I think about the times, because you do let my guard down when you say that we all suffer from ants or automatic negative thoughts. And, mm-hmm. and it does allow me to let my guard down when I'm talking, because I find myself doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think, why do I do that? It's because it's depressing. I'm depressive. Well, sometimes I get down. And yeah, there's depression, I imagine, in me to a sort. But I also wonder, I try to prepare myself for the worst possible situation. So I'll think, okay, here's a scenario that comes out. And I'll think, okay, what's the worst possible situation that can happen? Let me get ready for it. So that's an automatic negative thought.
That's deaf, and that's catastrophic thinking.
Okay, you're preparing for the worst. But some people would say, okay, that's not catastrophic thinking. What that's doing is you're being prepared. You're getting yourself ready for what could possibly happen and thinking about so that you're ready to go in the event that something bad does happen.
Okay, I would challenge that
okay.
with the idea that there are other ways to be ready.
Okay.
Without having to be negative.
Okay.
Readiness is a good thing, but are you ready for something good to happen?
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's a fair point, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, this is not about judging someone's thoughts, Jerry. Mm-hmm. We all do this. And I think one of the main reasons we do it is just it's a habit.
Well, this is going to bring up an interesting point. Maybe I've created something here. I don't know. Probably not. Well, I would call APTS, APTS, automatic positive thoughts.
Yeah.
Is there a danger in APTS, automatic positive thoughts, where you live in kind of a Netherland? We haven't gone to a commercial break right now, but ants is fascinating.
A fascinating
it
question.
Really is.
That's
it, but,
a great question.
But now I'm kind of wondering, okay, automatic negative thoughts is not a good thing, but automatic positive thoughts, does that make us live in sort of a panacea, in a nirvana that doesn't exist? Let's talk about that a little bit, too, but there's a lot to discuss. We have with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. I want to make sure I get her number out if you want to talk to her about any issues that you or your family members may have. Her number is 588-0448. 588-0448. We'll be right back.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Always sometimes I wonder whether or not sometimes whether we make a difference. You know, and at KRCR News Channel 7, where I work, it's always gratifying when somebody sends a Facebook post or stops you on the street and says, you know, you did a story, and it happens every once in a while, and you go, gosh, you made a difference. I did something that was good, and it made a difference in someone's life, even in a small way, in something that you've done with your job. And that is very gratifying. I mean, that's not why I do it. I do it because I get paid. But I do like getting the when somebody recognizes maybe you did something that made a difference in their life. And I know we've had situations like that with this show. And Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place is a marriage and family therapist registered intern working to getting her license. And she helps the clients frequently. And you were telling me that recently we had somebody that was going through a bad time, but had listened to our show and got some good advice out of it. And
yes.
Once in a while that happens, that's always a positive thing to hear. And it's always nice to know that somehow we make differences in people's lives when we don't even realize it. It's nice to know. And we're trying to do that now with talking about what are called automatic negative thoughts or ants. And how, first of all, you say they're prevalent, everybody.
Everyone has ants.
Everybody has ants.
Yes. And you had asked just before the break about APTS, automatic positive thoughts.
Did I create that, or was that?
I've never heard that before, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I think that, you know, what we try to do as therapists is just bring people to reality. We don't want to make them delusional either.
How about arts? Automatic realistic thoughts.
Yeah, there you go.
There's another one. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we should strive for, I would guess.
We should just strive for reality. But, you know, the way we interpret reality is really a big part of mental health. Because
mm-hmm.
two people can have the same thing happen to them at the same time. Like two people can be in a car accident. The same car accident, the same car, both of them can come away with a broken arm, and one person is ecstatic because nothing worse happened, and they can go on with their lives, and nobody died, and the car was insured, and the other person in the car can be miserable, and it can be the worst thing that ever happened to them,
mm-hmm.
and it can put them in a depression. And the second person probably has had a lot of trauma in their lives, probably childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Or perhaps maybe, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the person who has the positive outlook, maybe has suffered a lot during his or her life.
That's a possibility,
and says,
too.
You know what, boy, I've suffered really a lot in my life. This is the worst that happened. I got it pretty lucky. And I see that. I witness that very frequently. I go to an automobile accident. I see a car get turned over. I'll tell you a story. I know we never like to give out people's names or anything. There was a young girl, 16 or 17 years old, who was driving, and she was apparently texting or something, and she hit an elderly woman who fell. Parents were there, and the elderly woman hit her head against the cement. Nothing. She went to the hospital. She was okay. All right. And the parents were just grief-stricken. I said, listen, this is the best day of your life. This is the best day of your life.
Yeah.
Your daughter cannot get her name on the news. She cannot be Googled because she's under 18.
Right.
I'm not going to mention her name.
Right.
You know, your insurance is going to go up a little bit. She didn't kill anybody.
Yes.
Your insurance is going to go up a little bit. But now you know what? She's never going to do that again the rest of her life.
Yeah.
You will never have to worry about her texting and driving or talking on the phone ever again. This is the greatest day of your life. Go and praise God and go to church and thank God and put a nice donation in the tray, because you have this is the best day of your life. And I will tell you that people came up to me, and it was very, very gratifying for me. They said, boy, I'm glad and police officers that come up and say, boy, am I so glad that you told that person that, because every single day people walk away alive from automobile accidents. They don't realize it's the luckiest day of their life.
Yes. Well, there's a beautiful example of taking a negative situation and having a positive attitude, mm-hmm. and still being very realistic.
Right.
Not being delusional.
Right. Well, it happens. I have my moments. It doesn't happen often, but that happens once in a while.
Yes.
Get back to ants, the causes of ants, automatic negative thoughts. I know there was a long list, and I always do this with you. I always deviate and go on to some other
topic.
That's
okay. What I'd like to do is just talk about categories of ants, mm-hmm. so that the listeners can maybe begin to identify and challenge and recast their own automatic negative thoughts. Mm. For example, overgeneralization. And by the way, every example I'm going to give, I have frequently committed. So mm-hmm. this is a very, very common thing. And it's important that we don't judge ourselves for our negative thoughts.
Okay.
There's no judgment involved with it. It's just like, you know, if you were a doctor doing a diagnosis and you find a broken bone, you go, okay, we're going to fix this bone. How do we set this bone? Just look at your own thoughts in that way.
By overgeneralization, making a judgment on yourself or somebody else based on what they say.
It's coming to a general conclusion based on one specific incident. For instance, it often involves using the words always and never.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's say that somebody is hoping to get a promotion mm-hmm. at work. And they just don't. And, you know, they may be in line for one, but it didn't happen that time. But an automatic negative thought is, I didn't get a promotion at work. Things always go wrong for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or people are always against me.
Mm-hmm.
Or nobody ever appreciates me.
Yeah.
Or nobody ever sees my contribution.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking one specific thing and then blowing it up to overgeneralization and then creating a negative thought.
We're talking about ants, automatic negative thoughts, with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. If you have some issues that you or your family members would like to discuss with somebody in a private setting, Gidi Hansen would be the person to go to at The Growing Place. They're located at 1074 East Avenue. And to make an appointment, the phone number is 588-0448. We'll be right back and wrap up today's discussion after this short break.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Gidi Hansen at A Growing Place, marriage and family therapist, registered intern, working to get her license. How much longer until we get the license, Gidi?
Well, I think I may have all my 3,000 hours already, but I can't apply until March of 2015 because I have to be an intern for at least 2 years.
So you only got like, you got a couple more months to go, but you're still seeing clients and helping clients.
Oh, absolutely. And I still have to take those two horrendous tests. See, there's a negative thought right there.
A negative thought. Automatic negative thoughts is what we're talking about. Why do people have automatic negative thoughts? And they're put into certain categories. And one of them is
overgeneralization,
using the words always and never. You know, you always complain about my cooking.
Yes.
You never appreciate all the work I do around the house.
There you go.
You're always complaining about this or that, and that's not always the case.
No, and it's the idea that if something happens bad in a specific situation, it's blown up and overgeneralized that it's always happening at all the time everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So overgeneralization is one that, you know, and I say this stuff and I'm embarrassed because I've done this for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful for Aaron Beck and for the profession of psychotherapy. And I want to speak to the Christians out there who mm-hmm. think that it's all psychobabble. You know, there's a proverb that says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And Solomon came up with that thousands of years ago. That is the basis of cognitive behavioral therapy,
mm-hmm.
that your thoughts lead to your beliefs and your attitudes, which lead to your emotions, which leads to your behavior. So if you want to change your behavior, you have to go in the opposite direction. Change the thoughts. That'll change your attitudes, that'll change your emotions, and that'll change your behavior.
And the foundation of
CBT,
cognitive mm-hmm. behavioral therapy,
mm-hmm.
the roots of it, where it starts, is with automatic negative thoughts.
Well, no,
oftentimes.
Well, that's one of the symptoms of it, but mm-hmm. the root of it is a thought leads to a belief system or attitude, which leads to an emotion, which leads to a behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's CBT in a nutshell.
And there are three things we really want to focus on. We want to identify the ants. You want to challenge.
Yes.
Challenge the truth of what those negative thoughts are. What's the real truth behind those? And then try to change them, recast those thoughts into something that's positive.
Exactly.
Or at least realistic.
Yes. And by positive, we are talking realism here.
Uh-huh.
We're not talking pie in the sky.
Right.
You know, like the great example you used, you know, you always criticize my cooking. And then someone could challenge that and say, no, just last night I was telling you how great it is.
Yeah.
Your cooking is magnificent, but tonight it just happened to be a little salty.
Right, yeah. You're always a great cook. You're always great. You always look great. Well, of course, with your wife, you have to say, you always look great. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, that's
well,
that's where you're
allowed.
Well, in
the eyes of a loving husband,
it
she
be,
does.
It should be the case. It
she
should
does.
Be the case.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked about...
So we have overgeneralization.
Overgeneralizations, always and never, and those kind of...
Those kind. And then another one is called filtering or selective abstraction. And that's concentrating on the negatives in a situation and ignoring the positives. Like, you know, somebody who is a perfectionist mm-hmm. Needs to make 100% on a test. Let's say, mm-hmm. you know, Joe made 99% on his math test.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend looks at him, sees he's down in the dumps. And he goes, hey, Joe, how'd you do on that math test? He said, oh, terrible, terrible.
Mm.
And well, why? What did you do? I made a 99. 99? Man, if I made a 99, I'd be so happy. He said, yeah, but I should have made 100.
Yeah.
It was a dumb mistake.
Yeah.
So that's filtering. Like, you know, my husband, back in the days when I did a lot of filtering, would ask me, how was your day? And all I would talk about was the one thing that went wrong. You know,
uh-huh.
99 things could go right, but I would focus on the one thing that went wrong.
Boy, that's
and
great.
And distort the entire day in his mind and my own.
You know, we do that a lot with our relationships, too.
Yes, we do.
Boy, we do. We focus on the one negative, and sometimes I'll hear people say, boy, if you just give me credit for the 10% of the good things that I do, boy, I would still be in really good shape, you know, and if we do, we focus so much on the negative.
We focus on the negative, so we filter out. We filter out. Now, an example of this would be, I forgot to finish my project on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never do anything right.
Yeah.
I don't do things right. Or, you know, he didn't want to go out with me tonight. I'll always be lonely.
Uh-huh.
Or my boss said my submission was great, but he found some mistakes.
Right.
So I forget the part that says he was great, and I focus on the mistakes.
Yeah, you might get a job performance review at work.
Yes.
And you'll go, gosh, well, the boss said I need to work on this and this. And I said, oh, did he say anything good? Oh, he said, well, yeah, here's three sheets of paper that says all the good things I do.
Exactly.
And but then he pointed out that I did this, this, and this. And, yes. I don't know.
And
things aren't going well.
And it sticks in your craw, and you go, yeah, this is terrible. I feel miserable.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that myself.
We all are, Jerry.
I'm guilty of all these things.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if we're honest, we'll know we are. And that's a good thing, because we're doing the first thing. Mm-hmm. We're identifying. Mm-hmm. And that's the first step to healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we go into denial, and we avoid, and we say, I don't have any negative thoughts, we're going to stay stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have the courage to look at them, identify them, then we can start to challenge. And you just did a challenge right there.
Mm-hmm.
The job review, okay, I got three pages of positives.
Mm-hmm.
I had three comments that were negative.
Mm-hmm.
So I would challenge that thought that my boss thinks my job performance stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I would challenge it based on reality.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all this positive stuff he said.
Right.
And what about this negative stuff? Do you think it's true? If it is, do you want to do something about it?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to stay this way.
Right, right. And by the way, that was just an example I threw out. It doesn't necessarily apply to me personally, but yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So we have overgeneralizations, mm-hmm, and selective abstraction. Yes.
So let's go back to this filtering. Okay, I have identified my negative thought was I took three comments and I let it overshadow three pages of positive, mm-hmm, things. I've challenged it. Now I realize that it's called a cognitive distortion.
Mm-hmm.
It was a distortion of reality. How can I recast that?
Mm-hmm.
How can I recast my job review now?
Yeah, you need to pay attention to the three good pages of things.
Yeah, so you can say, hey, you know what? My boss thinks I'm doing really, really well, and there's room for improvement.
Uh-huh.
There you go. How's that for a recast?
Yeah.
Instead of he criticized me and made three critical comments, he showed me ways to improve.
This goes way too fast. We're going to talk more about this with Gidi next week, and I almost wish we could bring her on again tomorrow. In fact, we might try to do that because this is so interesting. We're talking to Gidi about automatic negative thoughts. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're going to continue this. If you have questions for Gidi and you want to get some advice from her, go to The Growing Place. Her phone number is 588-0448. We got a lot more to discuss on this issue. So long, everybody.